Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to control lipedema and associated health problems by balancing pH. What do I mean by associated health problems? When the lymphatic system isn't working, it can affect more than swelling. You can have depression, insomnia, foggy thinking, fatigue, digestive issues, and skin problems like eczema. And this is what I've heard from many women globally who have lipedema. They have other problems. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. I learned craniosacral therapy, which works with the brain and spinal cord to help most problems in the body. I learned of visceral manipulation, where we release the tissues of the organs to improve function of the organ. And then I learned about lymph drainage therapy, which is really what moved me and is my passion because it's affecting all of us. And I wrote a book 12 years ago, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, how all of our health problems, most of them, are due to the lymphatic system not being able to clean cellular waste. And lipedema is definitely one of those diseases. So not only do I have my book, but I created an on-demand virtual course. That way people can get information immediately, detox your lymphatic system, boost your brain, weight loss, and life. Trust me, it is life-changing. It explains how we are filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. And it's not an anatomy and physiology course. It really is a course of how to take care of the problem, mostly. And it gives you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this myth science, I develop body work called Lymphpractic. I use in Scottsdale, Arizona, that gets to the root cause of your health problems. You're toxic, you're filling with cellular waste. I work with you over a few weeks, and your life changes. And it is real science. I also coach people globally. So no matter where you live, if you're having a problem, if you'd like a little more help to get you over your problem, give me a call. We can use the phone or Skype. Taking steps to improve your lymph flow can benefit most health problems, not just swelling. So what is lipedema and lipoedema in Europe? It's an incurable, chronically progressive buildup of fat that occurs almost exclusively in women. Now, they say it's incurable. In the later stages, it's hard to take care of. It may need, more drastic work. But the most important thing is that if you have this in stage one and two, you can really make a big difference and keep it from progressing by understanding how to maintain your lymphatic system. Now, this mostly occurs in women. And unless you have lipedema or lipoedema, you've probably never heard of this. But you've seen it around because you've seen women who have heavy legs, heavier arms, and a thin body. I can tell you for sure that lipedema or lipoedema is a growing problem here in the U.S. and abroad, and you're going to hear a lot more about it as awareness comes about it. Now, many women who have heavy legs and thinner upper bodies don't realize they have lipedema or a lymphatic problem. I am hearing from women globally who have lipedema. One woman I talked to in Spain says it's a big problem in Spain. And unfortunately, there aren't many answers. When you think about lipedema, you think about swelling. And I'm going to address the swelling. But many of the women I talked to had other problems besides swelling. When the lymphatic system becomes compromised, you can have anxiety, depression, insomnia, foggy thinking, fatigue, digestive issues, skin problems like hives or eczema. Are you relating to any of this? And this is really most of us. Most people don't have just one health problem. And it's because our lymphatic system maintains every system. When it stops working or doesn't work effectively, then we start filling with waste in parts of our bodies. So we have to start thinking about maintaining our lymphatic system. Now, lipedema often starts in puberty, so we know it may have to do with hormones, and it just worsens over time. But with management, I believe you can make a big difference. So lipedema causes an accumulation of fat in the subcutaneous tissue that affects the lower limbs from buttocks to ankles. It can also affect the arms, and you'll see it around the elbows, mostly right above the elbows and a little below it, and at the wrist. The legs may be sensitive or prone to easy bruising due to the swelling. And there's a very important connection that we need to know about, especially with swelling in the legs. It's called a cisterna chyli. This is three vessels that drain everything in the lower body from the navel down. So it's three vessels that drain everything in the lower body, your legs, your pelvis, your abdominal tissues, that have to flow into your thoracic duct, which is your major limb vessel, and then up into your clavicles. So if we have some tightness in our shoulders, we're a little acidic, then the cisterna chyli can back up and actually have a physical block. It's where we feel our, when you get butterflies in your belly, if you always get tight in that area from nerves, we're constricting the cisterna chyli, in my opinion. So when the cisterna chyli is blocked, your legs can be affected, but you can also have digestive issues, hip or knee pain, or sciatic or pelvic problems. Lipedema was first identified in the U.S. at the Mayo Clinic in 1940, and it is barely known in the U.S. You have to know that any swelling or buildup of fluid has to do with a compromised lymphatic system, because the lymphatic system deals with fluid. Inflammation is a major part, and it can interfere with lymph flow and plays a role in lipedema. A study led by Stanford University School of Medicine found that the buildup of fluid is actually an inflammatory response within the tissue of the skin, not merely a plumbing problem within the lymphatic system. As inflammation builds in a tissue, the area becomes more acidic, and research has shown that cells aggressively clump, meaning they stack together. They should be floating through your body as one cell, you know, by themselves. But when we're overly acidic, and any part of your body can become overly acidic, then your cells clump together like stacks of coins. And that becomes waste. It can't get into your veins or lymphatic system. So what is inflammation, right? Inflammation is the buildup of cellular waste in your tissues. So reducing inflammation is our major goal, which can help swelling and help balance the internal body. And it's really about detoxification. We're becoming toxic from this buildup of cellular waste. So we have to know about pH. If we want to know if you're acidic, imbalanced, or alkaline. Most people have checked it, but they really didn't take note of that, the importance of it. If we're acidic, it's making our body fill with waste. It's constricting our body. So the pH scale goes from 1 to 14. We want to be 7, neutral, anywhere from 6.5 to 7.5. Most people are at a 5. That's 100 times more acidic than they're supposed to be. And you want to check your saliva and urine pH and check it a few times a day when you fasted. When your inner tissues are in balance or slightly alkaline, your tissues relax and they give up waste more easily. When we're acidic, our body constricts. That's the tightness we feel, and we don't give up waste. So the idea of balancing the body is real science that everyone, especially those with swelling, need to understand to reduce swelling and improve overall health. The next step is reducing the buildup of cellular waste from the tissues. And how do we do that? Well, we're going to get into that. Before I tell you how I can help reduce cellular waste in the body and help lipedema, let me tell you how I can help clients get their life back in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I use work I developed called Lymphpractic. It is a whole body tune-up using the lymphatic system. Over a few weeks, I reduce cellular waste in your body. You begin a healthier diet, take a few supplements, and your life begins to change. If you can't get into my office, I offer a life-changing course on my website, and you will be able to interact with me during that course. It's normally $197. It's now $125. It's a great deal. It will change your life, and it's going to be that way for a limited time, so take advantage of it. 7 lessons, 30 easy activities. By the end of 2 weeks, you're going to be draining your own lymphatic system the right way and understand how to get your lymphatic system going. And remember, I coach people around the world. So what can you do to help reduce inflammation, to help lipedema and other health issues like digestive issues, depression, anxiety, skin issues. Number one, diet plays a large role. Understanding which foods are acid-forming and alkaline-forming in the body can help a big deal. I mean, how can we help swelling if we're eating breads? And, you know, one lady I talked to said she was a little bit addicted to bread. She ate a lot of breads. And it really has been shown to interfere with our body, make us toxic. So we want to look at my acid-alkaline food chart. Look at my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. On the bottom of the homepage, there are links for an acid-alkaline food chart. And put that on your refrigerator. It will make a big deal in how you eat. And it's not about eating no acid. We just want to limit it. We want to eat, you know, mostly alkaline foods, maybe 80 to 90%. So limit processed foods, grains, red meat, boxed foods. Stop eating grains for a week or two. You'll be amazed at how good you feel. And then reintroduce it, but have it once in a while. Look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid or mostly alkaline? Now, I believe in fasting. They say, and studies have come out, I've posted that when you fast for 16 hours, meaning you only eat for 8 hours a day, and they say they didn't care what you ate, people lost weight because you're allowing your body to actually metabolize the food you're eating. That's hard for me to do. So I try and get close. Do I get 14 hours, 13 hours? You know, but we definitely want to get over 12 hours of fasting. And I believe we should be doing what I call intermittent pH balancing with our fasting, meaning eating less and eating mostly alkaline. And when you stop fasting, don't go into eating acid foods. Eat mostly alkaline foods to rebalance your body at first, and then eat a little acid food if you're going to eat some. And especially doing it weekly, 3 to 4 consecutive days of eating more alkaline can dramatically help you reduce inflammation and weight. Help balance pH with products that buffer acid in the body, magnesium, potassium, a little bit of baking soda, a green drink really fills in the needs of having, you know, I believe we're supposed to have 5 to 8 vegetables and fruit a day. I believe we should have like probably 9 to 12 to have good health. Epsom salt baths. And again, if you have swelling, hot baths are going to make you swell more. So it should be lukewarm, tepid, so that you don't swell more. But we want to get magnesium into our tissues. Systemic enzymes help to break down cellular waste in the body. Curcumin, fish oils, these are all anti-inflammatory, and curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric. There's a lot of research on these products. You need to be hydrated, because if you're not drinking water, thinking that, hey, if I don't drink water, I'll lose water. Well, if you don't drink water, your body's going to hold water. So we have to be hydrated and drink water with minerals. Light daily exercise. I mean, you could do swimming, rebounding. I love yoga, because every time we stretch the body, we open up our lymphatic vessels. No contact sports like kickboxing, karate, or boxing. Trauma increases fibrin, which can further limit circulation. Good posture. Sit straight, stand straighter. You increase your flow. Deep breathing helps to pull fluid through your body. And lymphatic drainage sessions are so important. And if you can't find a lymphatic drainage person near you, again, I have my website, and I have my course, which I guarantee you will change your life. I'm going to give you directions. I'm going to be your coach. I'm going to be there to help you go through this. We have videos. It's very easy. You read a page, you watch a video, I show you how to drain yourself, I show you what to eat, and then you have a whole routine by the end in 2 weeks of how to drain yourself. And I've heard from many women who've taken the course with lipedema who say who were never able to lose weight, they finally, when they learned my information, they started losing weight. So again, we all need to learn this information. The goal is to help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system to reduce the amount of cellular waste in the body and to improve detoxification. Next show, I will be explaining how to help autism with the two most important steps to help autism. So remember, you have a choice to really help your body. We have to do it. You want to get well. We have to do many things. It's not just your swelling. It could be many of the problems you're having could be helped by helping your lymphatic system, and I'd like to help you. So if I can help you understand how to maintain your lymphatic system, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Purchase my course. You'll have direct contact with me. And thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Again, thank you, and please tell other people about these, my site. Have a balanced and joyful life.